From Tidbits on November 5th, 2007. This is the audio version of iTunes 7.5 and QuickTime 7.3 released, written by Glenn Fleischman. At the last moment, I may note. In its usual shot across the proverbial Tidbits bow, or so we egomaniacally believe, Apple released updates for QuickTime and iTunes this afternoon. Details on both updates are sparse, which we have come to expect. iTunes 7.5 adds the capability to activate an iPhone, quote, wherever service is offered, which is a reference to this week's launch of the iPhone in the UK and subsequent launches in Germany and France. iTunes 7.5 is available for macOS 10, 10.3.9 or later, and Windows XP, SP2, and Vista. The update vaguely mentions, quote, support for Phase, a new interactive music game, unquote, that's meant for the third generation iPod Nano, the iPod Classic, and the fifth generation iPod. I synced a 5G iPod with iTunes 7.5 and saw no game nor a firmware update appear. I have no idea what support for means. Perhaps an upcoming release on Tuesday when Apple usually refreshes the iTunes Store content? Maddening. Apple also released QuickTime 7.3 for Panther, Tiger, Leopard, and Windows. The update improves creating iPhone-compatible content without an explanation of precisely what was improved, works with iTunes 7.5, updates QuickTime plugin JavaScript support, and fixes security-related bugs. The bugs included several that could allow, quote, arbitrary code execution, which is how an attacker could insert a payload into an attack. Apple thanks researchers as usual, but also notes in several cases that researchers were working with one of several projects that pay for zero-day exploits, exploitable flaws that haven't been patched, to avoid those exploits from being weaponized and used by malicious parties. The details of the security updates are detailed on a security update page at Apple's website. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tibbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and why does Apple always release this stuff late on a Monday afternoon?